Hello, I'm Dennis Barnard of Green River and HR Means Business. As we come to the end of this epic year of 2020 and approach the festive season and a new year of renewed hope, it's a great time to reflect on the exciting and challenging things we can look forward to in the HR world. First up, we're witnessing what is being called the democratization of artificial intelligence, bringing it within the reach of every organization at affordable rates. AI will provide us with the tools to delve into our data and identify disparities that arise either from bias or negligence, things such as gender pay inequalities or discrimination against minority or less abled groups of employees. I reckon these will be the early uses of AI by HR, rather than the decision-making ideas popularized by HR crystal ball gazers. As well as AI, the new year will bring us automation that we in HR can actually program ourselves rather than be dependent on outsiders. This will speed up the elimination of routine tasks from the departmental workload, something that's been long overdue. You know, in HR, we've lagged behind in the tech arena far too long, although we've also had to wait for tools that don't need a degree in computer sciences to be able to use them. So far, so good. Now for the challenges. For many, the most pressing problem will be the trickle back of employees to normal, formal workplaces, at the same time ensuring norms of safety. Others, meanwhile, will be working on plans to transition a portion of the workforce to a home or remote working status. The latter, of course, makes a lot of sense, especially in cities in Europe and North America, where the commute can be long, office space is at a premium, and there's a good existing internet infrastructure. In both of these initiatives, technology will play a key part. Software using track and trace features to keep tabs on COVID checks, as well as keeping you up to speed on the actual work location of each employee. It's in the home and remote work location that technology is really going to score. Forget monitoring employees to see if they're working. It's about crafting a work schedule that works for employee and employer. If you're an employee and you've got a work schedule that works for you, why do you need to cheat the system? Here's an example. An employee contracts to work between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. 5 days a week. But on the basis that between midday and 3 p.m., they're out to pick up kids from school or help a less able relative. That still adds up to the standard 35-hour week. Technology has this covered. It can warn the user against too many continuous hours at a screen, set up breaks, and control access to business systems outside of standard hours. All of this is going to come under the heading of wellness. Wellness is at the heart of another move, which will see AI monitoring the day-to-day well-being of remote employees and alerting the need for human intervention. Forget all those gung-ho Zoom 20-person team calls that exhaust everyone. It's about individual attention, and that's what counts. Those of us who've seen friends and colleagues wilt over the months will realize that remote isn't for everyone without putting in plenty of support mechanisms. This is just a foretaste of what awaits us, and I hope you're all keenly anticipating the road ahead just as much as I am. So, I'd like to wish each and every one of you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas time, and here's to an exciting new year of 2021. This has been Dennis Barnard. signing off for now. See you next year.